Live from NHPR News, I'm Jessica Hunt. Several New England theater and arts groups are suing the National Endowment for the Arts. The lawsuit challenges a new rule by the federal agency. It requires grant applicants comply with President Donald Trump's executive orders by attesting not to promote, quote, gender ideology. For the New England News Collaborative, WBUR's CCU reports.
The ACLU of Rhode Island filed a lawsuit on behalf of four theater and arts organizations from New England and New York. ACLU Rhode Island Executive Director Stephen Brown says the NEA is violating artists' First Amendment rights by imposing ideological restrictions on which projects can receive federal funding.
The NEA statute is very clear that the only criteria that are supposed to be considered by the agency in issuing and making grants is based on artistic merit and excellence.
The ACLU is seeking a preliminary injunction or temporary restraining order on the change before the closest NEA grant application deadline on March 24th. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm CCU.
Fishermen along the East Coast will not be allowed to catch bluefin tuna for the rest of the month. That's because quotas for the number of those fish allowed to be caught throughout the winter have been exceeded, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Commercial fishermen will be able to start catching bluefin tuna again in April, but recreational fishermen will be restricted through the end of the year, although small tuna and trophy tuna are still up for grabs. A local fisherman told WMUR that the restrictions on tuna could have a big effect on New Hampshire's fishing community because this is their busiest time of the year. In the forecast for New Hampshire, partly sunny and windy today, maybe some flurries north, highs in the 20s north to 40 south. This is NHPR.